This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
KNC Masterpiece here on 105.3 The Fan. The boys are out today, but I'm still here. My name is Alec Medford. His name is James Tritely. And right now, brought to you by the North Texas Ford dealers, Ford is the best in Texas. We welcome Dallas Cowboys owner and general manager, Jerry Jones. Good morning, sir.
Alec, James, it's great to be on with you. I'm sorry it's not, again, right on point Thanksgiving Day, because do I feel thankful today?
We feel thankful as well.
I'm excited about visiting with you, but more importantly, I'm excited about that win against the Giants.
Before we get to any of the on-the-field stuff, I wanted to give you the chance to talk about some of the festivities surrounding the game, including that Red Kettle campaign with the Salvation Army and the halftime show with Lainey Wilson and Jelly Roll.
Well, thank you for that, and again, to reinforce it, really. What an event, and give all the credit in the world to our staff. And I've said before, the job that Charlotte Jones does is above and beyond, because she puts a show on out there with the Cowboys, our cheerleaders, and, of course, with Lainey Wilson at this time, that is the kind of show you see at a Super Bowl. And this is the prerequisite. The networks have said forever, you know, we'll go to something else unless this thing is really significant. And that's what happens. Well, on the way, with all those red kettle and the recognition of the Salvation Army, we have given the visibility to what is a magnificent tradition and great organization in this country, the Salvation Army. And we've really exceeded $3 billion in incremental additional money going into those red kettles across the nation over these past 20-something years. And so it's quite an event. Lainey Wilson is something else. She really is. It's an American story. Frankly, she's from a small town there in Mississippi, I think. And the bottom line is that she has gotten her opportunity of her life, and does she work? I had the opportunity to do a commercial with her involved this past month, and for Ford. And it was unbelievable how hard she works and how many events she's having. So it's great to have her. She made it. It was a great halftime.
And speaking of Thanksgiving Day festivities, we saw the introduction of a new John Madden Thanksgiving Day MVP award that they gave out at the end of the game. What do you think of that? How cool is that?
Well, of course, John, to me, he's the He's the face of Thanksgiving Day football, and deservedly so. And we all have a personal relationship, we feel, with John Madden. I have mine. I'll never forget after we had played the Giants here very early on, maybe in my first or second year being involved with the Cowboys. He said, let's go over to the room. He was staying over at the Four Seasons after the ball game. And I went over there, and I was so excited. And I said, John, have I got this just blown out of proportion in my mind? This is a big thing to me. This, I can't imagine anything being any more important than getting to be a part of the NFL and getting to play football before a national audience. He looked over at me and just shook that big head and said, Jerry, this is presidential stuff. This is presidential. And so with those stories with John are numerous and so important, and he inspired a lot of people.
I thought there was a lot of great performances yesterday, but I want to laser in on DeMarvian Overshown. He continues to be lightning in a bottle for Mike Zimmer's defense. How exciting was it to see him get that pick six and just wreak havoc all over the Giants' offense?
Well, he's was, of course, no secret coming out at Texas, especially with his teammates in the draft room the day that we drafted him 2 years ago. My grandson was played at Texas and was on the same team with him and Paxton. And we turned around and asked, tell me how he is, Paxton. Paxton said, he is everywhere. He is everywhere. He's everywhere at practice. He's everywhere in the games. He is a dynamo. And, of course, we were glad to have him. It was unfortunate that he got the injury in his first year last year. And but boy, you see him coming and see what he's capable of doing. I don't know that I've seen a player that is any more efficient with his tackling. And the way that he effectively hits them low and wraps them up around those ankles and just drops them. And so that was impressive. That play that he made, taking on the lead blocker, the running back, textbook. That alone is textbook. Then the next play that he made is to continue on and jump up and hit the ball, but to have the awareness to realize the ball has a trajectory to it and find it and get it and then score on it was as exceptional a play as I've seen in the NFL.
Jerry, glad to have you on. We stay on the defense and we talk about Micah Parsons, obviously a big part of this defense and really stepped up yesterday, even had a comment that really, I think, showed a lot of what this team is. Why not us? How does that feel to see that positivity from your lead defender?
Well, I loved the one he made earlier in the week, I think, but it was when you talk about tanking, the word tanking would mean, hey, don't worry about it as much. We'll have a lower finish in the standings, higher finish in the draft, and you'll be able to get better players doing that. I loved his pure, honest, straightforward said, somebody higher up will have to have a call like that because he said, that's not coming from me. It's too important to win the down, win the play, win the game. He is so right. It is a nourishment to get a win. It is nourishment, growth nourishment, to make a big play like the one that we're talking about with Overshown. And so my point is that there's not but one way to play this game. It's what the fans deserve. It's what the players deserve because you're going in the wrong direction with anything less than everything. And so he was so right on with his comments, and Micah is exceptional. Now, he's exceptional as an athlete. He's exceptional with his approach to the game. He's exceptional, frankly, with his approach to his life. And so that was real impressive, and of course he did come out. And it's not hard to see how you can not be quite as good defensively if you don't have Micah Parsons out there. And we've unfortunately had to experience that this year. and didn't have the depth ready enough to take up the slack. I don't know that you can take up the slack when you don't have him out. You start getting the kinds of players with Overshown out there at the same time. You get a Micah. We'll get Lawrence back against Cincinnati more than likely. You start getting those guys back out there, and the additional understanding of what Mike Zimmer, the coach, is trying to do defensively. You put all of that together and get us Diggs back out there to get us a turnover at the right time, and you do that, and you're a different defense than what we saw in the early part of the year. Gives us a real chance.
Well, Jerry, one thing you did touch on there is, of course, the injuries. And we talked a lot of positives early on, but we saw some injuries yesterday. Wanya Thomas goes down. Butler goes down as well. And, of course, CeeDee Lamb. You don't see him in the back half of that game. Can you give us any updates on what those injury notes look like?
Well, I'll address one. I'm not for sure the extent of Butler's injury, the length of time. I don't know about that, but boy, what a story. A feel-good story about someone that literally walked on in the NFL, didn't play college to for any degree, and then has stepped up here and had this accounting of himself. I will say that I think that Lamb, by the time we get these extra days here for this time we've got between Thanksgiving and next game, I think Lamb will be ready to go.
Jerry Jones joining us here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. Some more positives from yesterday. Rico Dowdle had himself a 100-yard day. He looked fantastic. His first rushing touchdown of the year. Do you think that he showed the country on that national stage that he's a true running back one in the NFL?
Well, yes, I do. And to me, the only question that about Rico and his ability to carry the ball at the highest level in the NFL. He's violent when he runs. The only question about it has been his ability to overcome injury his first couple of years, and those are unfortunate, and it's really the downtime of a football player's time is dealing with an injury. And he's been able to stay consistently healthy this year, and more importantly is our blocking up front, and we had guys that aren't necessarily the starters for this team playing yesterday in two different places, and that's pretty remarkable that we were able to have the run game work as well as it did. And they've got some good interior defensive linemen, and early on you could see the impact of that. But the bottom line is that the combination of our running game, my blocking scheme for the running game, and the ability for Rush to mix in some pretty effective passing the last two games. I'm really proud of him. Don't know if you're going to mention him, but boy, he really should cause us to look bright for the next game against Cincinnati, because he's really playing well. You combine all of that, his ability to move the chains with a throw, get it out quick, and then the ability of our offensive line to get sustained better blocks. And then you put Rico really with his violent running. You do that, and you'll get a day like yesterday.
One more thing about Rico. This gives me the same vibes as 2008 with Marion Barber. Once he really gained the trust of the staff in the front office, you guys went and drafted Tashard Choice and Felix Jones to just load up around him. And that running game was one of the best and one of the most fun that I've seen in my lifetime. And Detroit's doing something similar with David Montgomery, and then they drafted Jahmyr Gibbs. Do you feel like Rico is the type of guy that you want to build your run game around? Is he that good?
Well, we again, I want to emphasize, Rico is one of the most recognized by our staff and by his team. He's one of the most recognized runners that you could put out there, in a manner of speaking now. I'm going to get in trouble here with comparing him to all these other big-name runners. But there's no question his ability to make runs. And but the running back needs to be able to, which he's very effective at and has been, protecting the quarterback when he's quarterback's trying to throw the ball. So bottom line, though, is that you're seeing him healthy. And being healthy, yes, we can do some really outstanding things around him. And frankly, the future is there for him.
Jerry, we also talk about a lot of positives on this team with especially Cooper Rush and the kind of the role that he's had to not really just step into is a next man up mentality. And the way that he played yesterday kind of has that progression always just going forward and trying to get better. Now, we look at the confidence level that he has. How big is your confidence level on Cooper Rush as he continues to progress later and later into the regular season?
Well, I'll start with his mental grasp of what we're trying to do. He's got a very quick mind, quick from the mind to the hands and the feet, and really grasp the situation as it unfolds as quick as anybody we've seen. And so that enables him to quickly get that ball out. That's important for us, especially right now, to get that ball out quickly. And he does it and does it well. On the other hand, his throwing, you saw a ball that we threw for the touchdown there to three. That was as well-thrown ball as you'll ever see in the NFL. That ball had to be perfectly thrown to make that play. And we've seen him do that. And so all in all, there's a reason why that he was sitting there behind Dak Prescott, because how well he can do. What's showing up is the repetition. I don't care who you are. If you don't get the game-type speed and get in the competition of the games, you've got a little making up to do when it comes time for you to get out there. And he's showing us right before your eyes how to evolve with the benefit of game-time play. And he's having it. He's taking advantage of it, and he's getting better and better. Everybody has miscues when you handle the ball every play. But you're seeing him take a miscue and actually take it in stride, straighten up, get the ball right, and get a playoff. And those become inconsequential, almost miscues. Bobble, snap, those type of things. Dak makes them look like they're just a part of the game. But he's doing it right before our eyes, Rush.
And you mentioned the touchdown to Brandon Cooks in the corner of the end zone on that beautiful pass from Rush. I imagine that getting Brandon Cooks back from injury, from that knee injury he sustained back in week four, I imagine that adds a certain level, a certain element to that offense that Cooper Rush was missing.
Well, it's not, to not have Cooks out there, so we're short. And all you have to do is track his rehab effort. If everyone could see a poster child of how hard to work to come back from an injury and to rehab, then Brandon Cooks would have been the example. The other one that wrote the book on it was Michael Irvin coming back from his injury. But, boy, these guys that have got it, the light clicks on when they realize that they may be losing pace with their career on the football field when they get hurt. And, boy, they come back better than they were. And Brandon, to me, when I think of him, I think of the rehab work he's done this season to get back out on the field. But, yes, we've missed him. We miss his speed. You notice he had clocked on the time of that you can time today of receivers, running backs, whoever, running. He had the faster time than Turpin out there. Well, that gives you an idea of what's nice to have on that field with Turpin, a couple of guys that can move like that.
Jerry, we also go from one Brandon to the other. I want to talk about Brandon Aubrey because he's been one of the best kickers in the NFL, if not the best. And I was sitting around with a family yesterday watching this game, and one of the things they talked about is how effortless it looks for Brandon Aubrey to go out and do what he does. Not that he's not putting in effort, but the amount of effort it looks like he's putting in, it seems like it's so easy for him. Is there anything that you see from his prep work that puts him into that elite tier of kickers?
Yes, is how hard he works and how much reputation that he does have. Usually when you see in athletes or you see in performers, when you see it look like just taking the next breath, in other words, so natural, so in rhythm, so effortlessly, that's that much more work has gone into it. And that's the case. Of course, he's been kicking balls forever because he was a soccer player. But you can imagine how almost routine that is for him to step up and make a kick at under any circumstances at any distance. And he does that. I think he's the best kicker in the NFL.
Yesterday during the game, Tom Brady was talking about Mike McCarthy, and he said that he's one of the best coaches in the NFL, and specifically one of the best leader of men that he has ever met. And in yesterday's matchup, I was kind of thinking about the head coaching matchup with Mike McCarthy and Brian Daboll. And in New York, things aren't going so great, only 2 wins on the season, some of their players kind of speaking out against their head coach. But here in Dallas, everybody's been real defensive about Mike McCarthy and stood by his side. How important is it to you as the general manager to see the players, one, buy into him and win games when they are so injured and when things aren't looking so great, but two, just for them to be by his side publicly?
Well, I will add to that, not only did Tom Brady talk about what an outstanding coach, on Monday Night Football, Troy Aikman spent time on that broadcast with that game talking about what a outstanding coach Mike McCarthy is for the Cowboys, and talked about some of the very things that Tom Brady did. There's no question. I just saw where he tied Bill Parcells for the wins in his career, wins. And there's no question, he's a proven Super Bowl coach. He's an outstanding coach. And he's got a great way with people. I know, I'm one of the peoples that he deals with. And so the bottom line is that he's the entire package. And I will say this as well. I must not be listening or reading to the same thing you are. I heard a little criticism of Mike McCarthy over the past few weeks during that losing streak. Was I just by myself?
No, there definitely was some out there. Trust me, there was a lot of criticism.
I know there was that out there, and we all do. And he's used to that, and you've make no mistake about it. But Mike is. Has such detail. He's very innovative in his approach to communication with players and his staff, and he's good to work with. But I'm going to say this: I haven't ever been associated with a coach ever that wasn't good to work with. Really, I haven't been, and so. That's usually, from my point, when you ask me the question, that's never been an issue.
Now, Jerry, I do want to shift gears a little bit. I want to talk about the home of the Dallas Cowboys at AT&T Stadium. In a few weeks, it's going to host the high school football state championships here in the state of Texas. We're only a few weeks away from that happening. Now, I want to ask you how great it is to host such an event every year for all these young players. And, you know, I know you're a big high school football guy as well. Are there any teams that you're paying attention to right now?
Well, I certainly keep an eye on the team. Jason Witten's team would be one at the top of my list. I'm so excited about his story. I noticed the Morning News had a big story about it the other day. But what a grounded individual that would take the time that he left. He certainly has aspirations to be a coach the rest of his life. But to say that this period of time in my life where I've got these boys and I can enjoy or not enjoy, but be with them in a way of being their coach is extraordinary. And what's extraordinary about it is to do something about it. Jason obviously could have gone into the NFL immediately and come in at various levels, whatever you want to speculate on there. But instead, he wanted to coach those boys and wanted to coach high school and be a part of that experience with his boys. That's a man that has a plan. And I'm so proud of him that he's enjoying the kind of success that they are. And But yes, high school football is, there's nothing any more impressive than high school football in the state of Texas. It's always been that way. I was raised in Arkansas, and the kids that we recruited at that time, as would have it, to come to the University of Arkansas, they were a full year ahead of all Arkansas players because Texas high school football has spring practice and some other nuances. And it took two or three years to catch up to the just the level of type athletes you had when they came out of high school into college. So bottom line is I'm the number one fan. When we basically pitched to all the owners a Super Bowl for this area, for Dallas, the number one pitch, and Roger Staubach made it for us, and that was, this is the football that we talk about in this country. Texas football is it. And when you say Texas football, it almost always going directly at high school football.
Well, Jerry, I'm the producer that usually puts you on the air with Kevin, Corey, and Mike, so it was a real treat to be on this side of the conversation. Thank you for the time. Happy Thanksgiving, and we'll do it again next week.
Well, you bet. You guys are great to talk to, and I can't figure out. Did we have a controversy? Maybe we could make one right here as we call for something.
Oh, man.
In the spirit of Thanksgiving. But I'll tell you what, I would have been hard to agitate today after these back-to-back wins and getting this first one here at the stadium. I appreciate these fans. I appreciate you guys. These have not been fun times for the Cowboys, for our fans over the last few weeks, and I appreciate every one of you.
Well, thank you for the time, and we'll talk to you ahead of Cincinnati.
Okay, guys. Thank you. Bye. Happy Thanksgiving holiday.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, too, sir. There he goes, Jerry Jones, the general manager and owner of the Dallas Cowboys, right here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. No controversy today.
Not yet, no.
Nope, no, sir. Maybe a show controversy.
We
but,
might.
I think we had some fun there. It was great to talk to him. Very fun conversation there. We will recap when we dip into some gridiron gravy coming up next here on the KNC Masterpiece.